Chicago, Chicago, that toddle in town.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tower Village on the air. And I still believe spring is going to get here. Just another little bit, and we'll get there.
I'm looking out at the little green buds on the tree out there.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's promising.
It looks bad enough to snow out there. But we're here today. Chris is here with all of her magic. And, of course, Matt, he's there taking care of the control room and pulling all these little plugs he's got there. I don't know what he's doing, but he really looks good at
it. He looks impressive,
yes. Yeah. Are you still working on that dinner for
$1,000?
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's good. And if you haven't got our invitation yet, you just hold on. It'll be there.
Good.
Well, we've got a great show today.
Yes.
We're going to be visiting with Dr. Charles Gunnerich, who is, of course, I think our listeners know by now, the president of Wright College, and he'll be calling in about 10 past 2, so we'll be hearing from him about some events that are going to be taking place at Wright over the next month or so. Then we'll be talking, of course, to Bosley, our friend Bosley,
yes.
And his mom, Nicole Carfora,
yes.
Of Canine Corral, and Bosley will be filling us in also on some springtime news from the canine world, and then we'll be talking to Garrett Oriema, who is the VP of Communications for the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Chicago. So it should be an interesting program. If folks want to call in, they can reach us at 708-493-1530 and win some prizes today. We have some gift certificates for dinners and theater tickets to give away if you call in and answer perhaps a question that we're going to have for you a little bit later. That's 708-493-1530. And just to remind people, all of our radio programs go on to our website as podcasts. So if you want to listen to this one again at a later time or past programs that we've had, you can just call us up online at ourvillagechicago.com.
And anybody can call in at 708-493-1530 and call in for whatever reason you want to call in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
yes, and of course our newspapers are online as well, the Our Village and the Village Square newspapers. So people, once again, can access those at ourvillagechicago.com.
Right. We got some big news today.
Yes, and what is that?
Rosie is going to leave in June.
Leave the View.
Leave the View.
That is
the
news.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why? Did she say why? Popular demand, no doubt.
She's run out of the 10 words she knows. Her vocabulary's been burned up. She has nowhere to go now.
Yeah, I think she's getting, for all the talk about how well she's being received, I think she's making a lot of enemies out there, too.
I don't think she's being well-received. I think people love controversy.
Mm-hmm.
So they love to listen to Rosie, you know.
Yeah, and she,
I always felt bad for Rosie. I really do, you know. She fell out of the ugly tree, hit every branch on the way down. Now she's trying to keep something together. She wanted to be a comedian.
Uh-huh.
And
she still thinks she is, I guess.
Yeah. Well, some of us think she's a comedian, but not like she planned it that way. It's just happening that way. But anyway, she's going to be off the View, and that'll be good.
Well, yeah, we never really watched the View, but, you know, you can't help but see all the
well, all the other guys, Leno, he had to bring us up to date every night on what Rosie did today.
Yeah.
So it was like watching the View. You know,
sure. Yeah, you see it encapsulated form.
Right.
Yeah, that is true. Well, you know, there's so much programming, I'm sure, good programming to put on television. You wonder sometimes where it goes, though. It seems like whenever they want to put on a special of any sort, some of the better programs are the ones that get knocked out.
Yeah, we like the, what is it, the legal?
Oh, Boston
Legal. Boston Legal. I come from Boston, so naturally I'm that way. I love Boston Legal. And every time, no matter what happens, they hit Boston Legal and cut it out.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I kind of like the show. It's kind of a fun show.
Don't touch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Or American Idol.
Oh,
and, you
yeah.
know, people enjoy it. And I
hey,
think
yeah,
that's
if you
great.
Like it, that's fun for
that's
you.
That's why
you
there's
know?
Variety on TV,
so,
right?
Sometimes you kind of wish people would do more to get just a little more involved in their own country and what's going on, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Smith had died. She was on one television station every night for an hour.
Oh, Anna Nicole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know so much about her, and I didn't follow the whole 30 nights.
Things you didn't want to know.
But I was starting to think maybe I'm the father. Gee, you know, I knew so much about her.
Oh, boy.
But,
is there something you're not telling us? I hope not.
I don't think so.
Speaking of fathers, though, Mother's Day is coming along.
Speaking of fathers, here we go, right back into Mother's Day. Okay. Sounds like an idea.
If there's a father, there must be a mother, probably, I guess. That's how it works.
Yes.
But the Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge, noted for their fine German and American cuisine for many, many years now, is having their annual Mother's Day dinner, and of course they have a special menu for that day and entertainment. Usually the Mirabelle is closed on Sundays, but once a year they open for Mother's Day, and of course they're coming up to that now. That's going to be Mother's Day, May 13th is this year, Sunday. And they have the best Wiener Schnitzel in the city of Chicago. That's one of the things they're noted for, besides the many other excellent choices. They offer gift certificates for those maybe who want to give a special gift to someone, and a party room is available. You can give them a call at 773-463-1962. They're located at 3454 West Addison. So anytime, especially back and forth between the Cubs games and home, you know, because they're right on Addison on the way to Wrigley Field. Great place to stop before the theater.
Be fun to go over to the Cubs game.
Yes.
After See, now you got an excuse to get drunk. If you go to a Cubs game, you have an excuse to get drunk.
Poor Cubs. But the Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge really is inviting everyone to join them on Mother's Day for that special celebration. Once again, give them a call at 773-463-1962.
Yeah.
And we do have gift certificates when we give prizes that are being awarded by Mirabelle as well.
They really are what, they're Austrian?
Well, Austrian-German.
Mm-hmm. Austrian-German.
Correct, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I noticed France had an election for presidente.
Oh.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And France is a socialistic society,
mm-hmm.
but they did have an election.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you can't understand, I can't, over 80% of the people in France voted. Over 80%, and they're a socialistic government. In this country, where our whole country is built, you know, on voting, right? This mm-hmm. is a very important thing. We get out 33% and we think we're doing something. It's just unbelievable how people go at these things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, so that's, I guess there's, every country has its own problems in that arena, don't they?
Well, I'd say ours ought to get its act together and start to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Stop this foolishness that somebody else can do it. That really is sad. 84%, and our country still, well, they get 20 out, 30% out, and they think they're doing something big.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe it's a matter of education. And who better to talk to us about education than Dr. Charles Gunnerich, who's on with us right now on the phone.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Where at? You
are you over at Wright right now?
I just drove in from Springfield.
Did you?
How was the trip?
Rainy.
Rainy. Oh. Yeah.
Well, the Cubs may not play tonight then. That's good.
Well, the Cubs are supposed to be playing this afternoon.
Oh, well,
they're in a rain delay.
Are they going to play this afternoon, yeah?
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
They're in a rain delay.
But the White Sox are doing pretty well, I guess, aren't they?
Yes.
I think so.
White Sox are early in the year.
Yeah. It is early in the year.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. What's all going on at the college?
I thought you'd be interested in knowing about an event that's taking place May 5th and 6th.
May 5th and 6th.
We are having a, and I'm going to refer to it as a mini Civil War reenactment.
Oh, you're coming to my house?
No, we're not coming to your house. It's going to be on our the college front lawn.
Oh, and that's the campus at Narragansett
and Montrose. And on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're going to have folks who come to the college
And then reenact the Civil War?
And, well, they what they do is they set up a, what would be a typical Civil War camp, a southern Confederate camp, a northern camp. They have utensils and living supplies of the day. The two camps have uniformed soldiers. They have drills. And then we have some folks who are impressionists. We're going to have folks who, one impressionist who plays General Custer, one who plays General Lee, and one who plays General Grant. That's at 12 p.m. on Saturday.
Oh.
And then we're doing that in sort of like a press conference format. And then at 2 p.m. on Saturday, we have a impressionist who does Harriet Tubman.
That really sounds like an exciting day. Does it cost anything to go there?
Well, we're asking for a donation of $3 for admission, but it is free will. We will not turn anyone away.
Mm-hmm.
This is being sponsored by the students in our history club, and they're trying to raise some funds for their club.
That is really, that sounds like a very interesting day.
It does, you know, and that's, of course, good for young and old to enjoy, young people and old people alike, correct? So it's a great family outing.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm speaking from my own perspective, but I think a lot of folks are in the same category. The Civil War, of all the wars, is probably the least studied, or we know the least about that of any of them, don't you think? I mean, going back to a point, obviously.
Yeah, I would think so.
We all study, you know, World War One and World War Two, and what caused them.
Civil War was a that was a big bad one. That was a tough one. So that's going to be on Saturday.
Yeah, that
from
is 10
a.m.
to 5.
May
5th and Sunday, May 6th.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Is there any place, Doc, they can call to? They have a question or?
If they just call the switchboard at the college. 773-777-7900. We can get them information or have someone call.
And that's it. 773-777-7900. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get information.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think that's a great great thing.
Yeah.
Weather, by the way, is supposed to be just terrific over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is a week from this weekend,
week from
so we don't know what the
weekend.
Weather...
It'll be good then.
It's going to be like on May 5th and 6th, but we sure hope for... great weather.
Yeah, usually
yes.
At the beginning of May, you run into some really nice week or
mm-hmm.
nice weather days. Something else then that's coming along, Dr. Gunrich, this is, of course, the one weekend event, but you've got some summer camps that Wright College offers every year, but you've added some new dimensions to those, I believe, this year.
We're offering 5 summer camp programs
mm-hmm.
during the months of late June and July for young people. We're repeating our Aviation Careers Education Camp, which is a cooperation between the college and the Federal Aviation Administration, and that's a day camp that goes a week Monday through Friday, and young people explore careers in aviation. And one of the main highlights of that camp is it's the week of the big experimental air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and the young people take a field trip to see the experimental aircraft. They also go to the control tower at, I believe, Midway Airport. And so there's a lot of activities so that they can learn about aviation and the related careers.
That runs from what, Monday to Friday?
Runs from Monday to Friday, and then of course in your May edition of the Our Village publications, there'll be a centerfold pullout with the information about summer school at Wright and the summer camps and everything we have available.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
This
yes.
is the first year we're going to offer a chess camp.
A chess camp. Now, how does that operate? I mean, people learn how to play chess?
People learn how to it goes from beginner to expert. And what we have is a partnership, and we have a bunch of master chess players coming in, and they will teach techniques in chess.
That's
and
terrific,
chess is
too.
Becoming a big, growing competition in the Chicago public schools.
Well, it's a great, great game. You know, there's so much written on it, and how you can do this, how you can do that, and so forth. Do they fit like people in? You know, let's say a fellow's never played, but now he's sitting beside a guy who maybe has played a couple, 3 years, and he, you know, he knows the moves or he knows a certain basics, but he'd like to increase his knowledge. Do they have it so it's broken up so that if you know nothing, you sit over there, and then over here is where the people know this and so forth? Do they do it that way?
The participants will be screened by their level of expertise, from beginner to playing 2 or 3 years or 4 or 5 years, and will then get separate instruction based at the level that they are at, so that clearly the game isn't any fun to play if you're playing someone who's been and never played, and they're playing against someone who's been playing for all of their life. So
right.
The students will be, I don't want to use the word tested, I'll use the word assessed, at what skill level they're at, and then grouped in similar skill levels.
Right. Now, for the most of these camps, though, Dr. Gunrich, do you need to have some kind of prior experience, or even with the chess? I mean, can you just come into any of these camps?
You do not need prior experience. So.
Mm-hmm.
We have, we're starting this year a camp we haven't tried before, which is in dance.
Dance.
And so I know we see folks dance on TV. Now it's a big...
it's a big show.
Yes, it is.
It's a big show. So there's a dance camp, we have a computer camp, and then we have a performing arts camp in cooperation with a group called the Happiness Club.
Well, that's terrific. It is.
That's
it's great for the community to be able to get into these things and learn from the best.
Yes. Now, what are the age groups that normally you deal with on these? Is this from young children up to adults, or is there...
typically, I would say 7-year-old through 16-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
The camps are designed for.
Okay.
For the young people who are out of summer for the out of school for the summer, and then you know, come the middle of July, late June, we never do it the 4th of July week, because we know for most people it's a family vacation week.
Yes.
That you start hearing if you're a parent, and I've gone through this. Mom or Dad, I'm bored. What can I do?
Uh-huh.
So these are at the time when the young people start feeling like, you know, I want some more organized activity.
Sure. So then these start, you said they start in July?
Yeah, they start in July.
Mm-hmm.
And usually are the last, go from July to the first week in August.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're all 1-week camps. You can take one of them.
Oh,
you can
okay.
go to all of them,
mm-hmm.
depending on your interest.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Gee.
And, of course, they can call that same phone number and receive more detailed information on
yes,
this.
Yes, but I also want to remind them to look at our village.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And that's at 773-777-7900.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your needs are or whatever your questions are about the university, they can call there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely.
Terrific. Terrific. And I think it's a great program. And I hate to say it, but, you know, on that aviation thing, that would almost pay for itself to go, because you go to Oshkosh, which is a very exciting show up there.
Uh-huh.
We've been there, and then whoever goes is going to have just a wonderful time and see things about air and air airplanes that they've never even probably thought of.
Mm-hmm. And now, when folks call in Dr. Gunrich, also, they can find out the cost of each of these individual camps, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm sure they're all different prices depending on what the field trips are involved or whatever the training level is involved.
Yes, they are all different prices.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very good.
Wonderful. Let me ask you something, because this seems to be kind of a new thing, but maybe not. It may have been going on forever. Are summer camps something new, or have schools offered them throughout time?
Well, we've had the Aviation Careers Camp. I believe this is going to be our fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
The Happiness Club, this I believe is our, which is a performance camp, is our third year.
Mm-hmm.
First year for the chess camp.
Mm-hmm.
And first year for the dance camp. We also have a
computer
camp. Mm-hmm. And the computer camp has been probably, we've had a summer computer camp for maybe 7 or 8 years.
Uh-huh.
So but we're expanding those opportunities for young people.
Well, that's wonderful. And I suppose as the need arises, too, with maybe more and more parents, you know, maybe having jobs where they're taken away from the home, it does fill those hours, too, with valuable information and activities for the young folks.
Yeah, they can learn and have fun simultaneously.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gunrich, for calling in again. And we always enjoy talking to you and hearing what's going on new at Wright College.
Well, Doctor, I want to thank you also for calling in. And you're so progressive with this over at the Wright. It's very, very interesting to come over and visit there and see all the magnificent things you're doing, really. And the community is lucky. I hope they really understand that they've got one heck of a good leader there that knows and helps their community out. So,
well, thank you very much, but it comes from also having a great team of people who work here at the college who are committed to the community and having programs that are designed to improve the quality of life in the community.
Yes.
Yes, and we thank you so much, too, for your participation by providing articles for the Our Village News each month for people to just learn a little bit more about the ongoing events and activities and philosophy of Wright College.
So you have a good day, sir.
You too.
Thank you for your time.
If you have a chance, drop by on the 5th or 6th, then you can write something up. Take some pictures, have it in our village with our camp information.
We'll try to do that.
Yeah,
that should be fun.
Yes, in fact, we're going to be, I believe, interviewing your FAA representative on our program in the near future.
Yes, we hope that way folks who have can learn more from the one of our partners, and the FAA has been a great partner in putting together this camp.
Terrific. Have a good day, sir.
You too.
Say hello to the family.
You.
Thank you, Doctor. And once again, if you want to contact Wright just to find out a little bit more detail, 773-777-7900. That's 773-777-7900. And then we will be having that 4-page pullout in the Our Village coming out on May the 4th.
He's very quiet gentleman,
mm-hmm.
but he's done so much for this community.
Oh, yes.
And he works so hard at it, and he really is into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a man that wants things to go so it'll help the community.
Absolutely.
He's a joy to work with.
He is, and he's so supportive of us and yes, the community in general. Here's a fellow who has been offering a lot of wonderful activities in the community of the northwest side of Chicago for years now, the Edison Park Inn, who offers the best wood-burning oven pizza anywhere, and of course a whole lot more. He really has a full menu that you can choose from. If you visit their website, you can actually see more about what their music listings are and their menu choices. That's edisonparkinn.net. They're located at 6715 North Olmsted. That's in Edison Park. Phone number is 773-775-1404, where you can call in for orders that you can place and perhaps for catering events or just orders you want to take home with you. They have a full-service lounge with all the sporting events on satellite and cable. And, of course, there's always some kind of sporting events going on through the year, so it's a good place to remember for that. And on the second floor, they have an old-fashioned bowling alley with 8 lanes that you can book for private bowling parties, combined with their live music and billiards on the second floor. Really makes a great entertainment spot on a regular basis, and then also for private parties for maybe special occasions, holidays, business functions, and they do have bowling leagues, too, when those are in season. Their next band that will be coming up is on April the 28th. That's this coming Saturday, and it's called 707. Some of these names of bands don't mean a lot to me, but I know that they only book the most exciting bands at the Edison Park Inn. That's 707, and they'll be performing on Saturday, April 28th in the evening. So you want to check them out. Edison Park Inn, 6715 North Olmsted.
Yes.
And I think we're going to be hearing from...
We're hearing from somebody. Bosley. Somebody's coming in. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Fred. Hi, Chris.
Hello, hi. Nicole. How are
How
you?
How are you today?
I'm good. A little tired with the weather.
How's Bosley?
He's good.
He's great, yeah.
We hear him in the background along with his companions, his canine companions.
Yeah, he's
companions.
Keeping himself busy.
Oh, Nicole, it's so good to hear from you again. Of course, for our listeners, we're talking to Nicole Carfora, who is a certified master groomer and owner of Canine Corral on Higgins.
Yes, where Bobby can be seen pretty much daily.
Yes, and you're right. And he's always dressed for the occasion, isn't he? No matter what
usually.
The season is.
We haven't said much with him, but I am actually participating in the MS Walk, which is in a few weeks. So he is going to have the MS logo carved into him.
Oh, interesting. Multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
Where is that taking place, Nicole?
There's like 11 different locations, I think. I'm actually doing the one downtown at the lakefront.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very good.
That's a nice
Yeah, and Bosley's going to participate with me because he can.
Do you people like to walk? Because we're going to have somebody on later that's going to be talking about a walk for the Epilepsy
Foundation.
Foundation.
And that's going to be
every
coming.
Walk you can do. I love to walk for different causes that mean something to me.
Well,
and
we get you. You get into this one and bring him along.
Yeah, it is funny. It's an attention getter for everybody, and it kind of brings those smiles to us.
Oh, sure. What is Bosley?
Time.
What does Bosley wear during one of these walks?
Well,
jogging shorts. Or?
I haven't done one in a while, so for this one, we're actually going to I'm going to carve the MS logo into him, which is just pretty much MS. Uh-huh. And the color of MS is orange, so I'm going to spray the color orange.
Oh, how cute. Oh. Of course, when for bear season, you had the bears logo.
Yes. Uh-huh. Actually, my assistant helped do that one. He had the total bears logo in the orange, and then we sprayed the rest of them blue.
Right.
So he was very vividly...
Yeah, oh, he was cute.
Fan.
We were with him that day. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, and we've seen Bosley dressed up as a reindeer, and he doesn't dress up as the Easter bunny, though, does he?
He didn't this year. A few years ago, I made him an Easter egg.
Oh, an Easter egg?
Yes, he had different stripes in him with different colors and stuff.
Oh, cute.
Do you have any good ideas for guys like Bosley to other guys that may, you know...
For the spring, maybe...
Basically, I want to advise everyone that with the nice warm weather that is coming, which is very exciting, don't forget to keep your dog current on all its vaccines, which are very important, because most of us are out more with our dogs during the summer months or spring and summer months.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would really advise everyone to get their dog on a flea medication. My recommendations are Frontline or Advantage. It's a topical ointment you put on the back of the dog's neck, and it kills all the fleas. It also helps prevent against different parasitical worms that could be in the dog's stool sample.
Oh, and what is the name of that?
Frontline or Advantage.
Oh, and can they buy those at your salon?
You could. Not at my salon. Unfortunately, I cannot carry it because you could get it cheaper elsewhere. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Okay, so where would they
check
go?
Check with
then?
Your veterinarian or Pet Supplies Plus, I believe, takes care of it as well.
Okay, but they can call you for information if they forget.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to help you out because fleas were a terrible problem last fall. And it's a great way to keep your dog on a preventative. It's just like heartworm, which everyone should also be on heartworm medication.
Oh,
when
sure.
When should you take your dog, if you Like a physical, right?
Well, usually your dog should be seen by a vet at least once a year.
Uh-huh.
It's very important for the dog.
Is there any time of the year that's better than another?
Not really. It just depends on your vaccines. Most people go to the vet when their vaccines are due.
I see.
A lot of people should be going about this time of year because this is when the heartworm season usually is. Heartworm is a disease transmitted by mosquitoes. So usually the dogs are tested around this time. It's a very simple blood test, and they can see if the dog has been infected with the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's usually when you get the medication for it.
Other than making a dog scratch a lot, can the fleas do anything else to a dog?
Yes, the fleas can give them different parasites, such as they can carry roundworms. Roundworms. I'm totally blanking on you. Sorry, guys.
No, that's
they can carry parasites, which can infect the dog. If the dog becomes severely infected, the dog can become anemic, which means he's losing a lot of blood, and the dog can get very ill from that.
Yeah,
and once the dog loses a lot of blood from the fleas, they're more susceptible to other diseases and stuff just because their immune system is gone.
Should people take their... If you've got a dog with bad flea problems, should you take them to a vet rather than try to handle them yourself and put this on and that on?
Yes. There is a slew of products out there for fleas. Basically, you get what you pay for is my rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
The cheap stuff does not work. Flea collars, I hate to break it to the world, they do not work. Studies have shown that they don't really work.
Mm.
Which is, you know, if you want to put it on your dog, it makes you feel better. There's no harm in it.
Yeah.
But it's only a temporary kind of residual effect. If you believe your dog has fleas, usually what you can do is just put Frontline or Advantage on them, and it kills everything.
What about a flea dip? Does that prevent anything? We used to have a Lhasa Apso years ago, and this poor little guy was so allergic to flea bites that, and maybe it was because he used to scratch so much, you know, he would bite himself, and he'd really get open sores. And we used to have him religiously dipped, you know, like once every couple of weeks, I think, or once a month, whatever they
during
recommended
the summer, yeah.
during the summer months, yeah. And are the flea dips effective, or is this other product you're talking about?
Luckily, because of the new flea products that are out there right now, flea dipping is really a thing of the past.
It is. Okay.
I don't know many vets who even would recommend it anymore.
Uh-huh.
I myself refuse to even do it because it's highly toxic to the dog and to myself or my staff.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
It's basically like you're dipping them in a high dose of drugs, pretty much.
Oh.
Years ago, you know, that's all you had, so you didn't have much of a choice. But now, because the topical ointments work so well, it's really not that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah.
Right. But it used to be years ago, you'd have to, if the dog had fleas, you had to bomb your whole house and go crazy.
Terrible.
Well, yeah, nowadays you don't really have to do that anymore because the topical ointments work so well. I usually advise my client, you'll vacuum like crazy. I mean, I'm a freak when... So that happens, but it's not that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah,
I see.
Unless you have a severely infected dog, which I would hope most of your listeners probably wouldn't get because they're probably more vigilant than that.
Mm-hmm.
So you really should take them once a year, have the vet look them all over, and make sure that everything is in line, huh?
Yes, it is. It is very important. We forget, but it is very important. It's just like us, to check our hearts, make sure they're working right, you know, make sure there's no new lumps and bumps.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on their teeth. We neglect dogs' teeth and even cats. We neglect their teeth way too much in our society.
Right. Well, I think it's important.
Oh, absolutely.
I just had my physical. Doctor told me I was overweight. I said, I want a second opinion. He said, you're all so ugly.
And you said you weren't overweight. You're too short.
That's right.
You know,
I like that one. I'm going to use that one too.
Oh, hey, I should be 8'9".
You know, maybe.
You know, and you're not overweight. It's like there's more of you to love.
That's right. More to hug. You know, maybe we can talk about that next time you call in, because I think, well, I know Fred and I have always had trouble keeping the weight of our dogs down, and I think it's because we don't give them enough exercise. So maybe we can touch on that a little bit, because as dogs get older, just like people, you know, you tend to put on a few extra pounds and maybe aren't able to exercise as much because of arthritis or whatever. But,
right. And there are ways, there are exercises for a dog you can do. Like if you are somewhat housebound, that you can force a dog to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem with us is we like to feed our dogs like treats and cookies.
Uh-huh.
That is probably the biggest problem with... keeping weight off a dog.
Oh,
The biggest problem is the dog's got beautiful eyes. And you're sitting there having a steak. and he's looking up at you, and how can you say no?
Exactly. You can't. You just can't.
Well, yeah, Nicole, that is the problem.
We want to remind people that you want to be able to have people come in and get a grooming on a regular basis, and even in the summertime, it's important.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to keep their coats nice and fresh and clean, and yes, keeps them, you know, just feeling better as well. And it prevents any problems.
We recommend dogs to be groomed usually every 6 to 8 weeks for your, like, Shih Tzu type dogs, or usually 8 to 10 weeks for those bigger dogs. It helps to keep the dog coat shiny and healthier.
Right.
And the dog feels good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listen, thanks, Nicole. We appreciate your calling in again so much.
Not a problem.
And we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Say hi to Bosley and the crew.
I will.
And tell Bosley we're still working on a day for animals.
Okay, I will tell him.
National Canine Day.
I like that. We're working on it. Good.
Thanks, Nicole.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. And we were talking with Nicole Carfora, a certified master groomer who owns Canine Corral at 7040 West Higgins in Chicago. Their website, caninecorral.net, will give you further information about them. They do all breed dog and cat grooming. All natural products are sold there. They don't use any tranquilizers. They do hand scissoring. They have a wonderful shedless treatment, so if your dog sheds a lot, that'll help. They can be reached at 773-775-1040. That's 773-775-1040. That's Canine Corral. So that's kind of good for any time of year to take care of our pets. Here's a fellow who's had a family-owned business in the area for many, many years. Nelson Funeral Homes, family-owned and operated since 1929. They have two convenient, home-like, comfortable locations, one at 820 Talcott Road in Park Ridge, and one at 5149 North Ashland Avenue in Chicago. That's right in Andersonville. They have an extensive website that will give you nice viewing of all the rooms that they have and go through some of the plans that they offer. That's nelsonfunerals.com. Encourage you to do price comparisons with them and to talk to them about pre-arrangement information at no obligation. They offer traditional services, memorial celebrations, cremation options, and pre-planning. And they welcome you, as I said, just to call in for no obligation information. Their phone number is 847-823-5122. That's 847-823-5122. Nelson Funeral Homes, family owned and operated since 1929.
Yes, very good. And now we have another person on, and we met with them actually this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I believe they're on there.
Oh, yes, we're going to be talking with Garrett Oriema, who is the Vice President of Communications for the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Chicago. Hello. Hello, Garrett.
Chris, Fred, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How you been since this morning?
Very well.
Good to talk to you again.
Right.
You know, we had a nice meeting this morning, and I and Chris both, I'm sure. That couple you had with the Mr. and Mrs. Layden?
Yeah.
I think they're just wonderful people.
They're amazing people. And
with
their story and what they're doing to help raise money for epilepsy education and awareness is just inspiring.
With all the pressure on them, they seem to handle it very well. They just are just nice people to be around.
Yes.
And, of course, you're always great to be around.
Well, thank you.
So, you've got a walk coming up.
We do indeed.
Just talk to a woman. She's going to take the walk with you.
Great, great.
Yeah, she was going to be doing the MS walk on this weekend, I think she said it was going to be. So, then we told her about yours, and she's going to try to participate in that.
Can you bring an animal along?
You're welcome to bring animals. We have dogs there all the time. People bring their pets
along. Well, that's good.
And,
we'll come. We'll have our camel with us.
And, all right, good. So in case we get thirsty halfway through the walk, we know where to turn.
Well, you did want to talk about the walk. And we do want to talk about this terrible, terrible situation that people can be, I guess, born with or develop.
Epilepsy can be inherited genetically. It can be various causes, but let's talk about the walk first, then we'll get into talking about a little bit about the disorder, all right?
Very good.
Sounds good.
We've got our walk coming up. This is our 7th annual Greater Chicago Epilepsy Walk, taking place on Saturday, May 19th, right down in Lincoln Park. And the walk starts at 9:30. You can sign up starting about 8 o'clock, and you can register online right now if you want to. You can start building a team. You can help get others to join your team and help you raise some money. that will help the Epilepsy Foundation do our services. We provide vocational counseling, medical referrals, advocacy, case management. We do camps for kids and adults, support group network, all kinds of individual and family services for people with epilepsy.
I see.
And what is that website that they want to access?
They can go right to www.epilepsychicago.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And again, this is the Greater Chicago Epilepsy Walk on May 19th down in Lincoln Park.
We're
expecting about 1,300 people down there, so it should be a great, great morning.
That is terrific.
Sounds like an excellent gathering. And
it's what, 3.1
just
miles?
Just over 3 miles, yeah, 5K. So it's like 3.1 miles it's mm-hmm. about to be. Yeah, we were out there with a ruler last night just making sure, yeah.
Is this the first walk of its kind in Chicago, Garrett?
No, this is the seventh annual.
We've the seventh here in Chicago. Okay.
So we've been, every year we get more and more people out there, more folks hear about what we're doing, and want to help support the cause. It's really great.
This, unfortunately, I believe, is one area where not many people are up on, you know, what's going on, and it's a terrible, terrible thing.
It is, and you know, epilepsy is one of those disorders, and we do like to say it's a disorder, not a disease, because it's not something that's contagious. It's not something you can catch. And when people hear a disease, they think, oh, that's something I need to be afraid of, or I need to protect myself against. And in truth, you can't give someone epilepsy. It's much more common than many people think. It's actually the third most common neurological disorder in the U.S. After Alzheimer's and stroke.
Really?
Yeah, and in fact, if you take the prevalence of cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, and Parkinson's, you combine those, epilepsy is still more prominent than all three of those combined.
My gosh.
About 1 in 100 people in the U.S. have epilepsy right now. It's about.
Do you have any idea why there hasn't been more done, you know, I mean, as far as the promotion? I know you work day and night on it.
We do.
One man. Is there more, you know, is there, like, politicians, are they getting involved in this to know what it's all about, to be able to give this thing a push? This is important.
You know, that's something that we work very hard on. There is still a stigma attached to epilepsy. A lot of folks don't understand it. They don't understand what it is. All it is it. Epilepsy is simply recurring seizures, and that's just literally your brain functions normally, and then every once in a while there's a little twist. One of the neurons fires in not quite the right way, there's a seizure, and that's what epilepsy is. It's nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be fearful of. It's just simply recurring seizures. And we're actually, right now, we have a team of some families and some of our staff are down in Springfield. Actually, they've been down there since Monday. And they're doing exactly what you just mentioned. They're talking to politicians, they're talking to senators, congressmen, and letting them know their stories and what they need, what kind of funding they need from the state, what kind of support they need, and what kind of things that the state of Illinois can be doing. And this is going on actually across the country right now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that somebody's picking up on it and getting to it.
Yep.
It's been too long in the closet, so to speak, you know?
Well, it is. And again, almost 3 million people in the United States. So this is not it's not something that affects just a small group of people. It's going on. It's in. You know, when we were talking this morning, Fred, you mentioned that when you were growing up, you said you knew 3 people who had epilepsy. And my answer to that is that I bet you knew more than 3 people.
That's right.
And I'm sure
now thinking it over, I think probably I did and just didn't realize it at the time.
Exactly.
I think we discussed one fellow that he flew. I mean, we were talking about, you know, some interesting things about flying. And he just, like, looked like he went to sleep on me for about 8 seconds, woke up, and we were having breakfast. And he said, what happened? Oh, nothing. I said, you fell asleep on me. I was kidding him. I didn't know.
Well,
and he said, I didn't realize it. And then I had talked to the flight surgeon about it, and just, you know, offhandedly, just, what, did you ever hear of this? And, oh, yeah, that's something to do with gas or something when you're eating breakfast.
Well, that's what we face, too, in terms of educating individuals and teachers and students in schools and just, you know, first responders, police, that epilepsy takes so many different forms. You know, a lot of folks are very familiar with, they say, well, epilepsy, that's when you fall on the ground and thrash. And that's what they think goes tonic-clonic. They used to be called grand mal seizures. But we've kind of, from a clinical standpoint, been moving away from the phrase grand mal, because really all that means is big bad. And that really isn't descriptive of what's happening. But a tonic-clonic seizure is that tensing up and that release that accompanies what we kind of in our heads have culturally this idea of what a seizure is. But there are so many different kinds of seizures. A seizure can be, like you said, someone just staring ahead into space, stopping. It can be someone dropping to the ground, a drop seizure. It can be someone doing repetitive activities. A partial complex seizure can manifest itself by someone maybe walking on the street and picking at their clothes and not knowing they're doing it, or doing activities that can be considered odd or strange, and they don't even know they're doing it. And if someone sees them doing it, they might think, well, what's that person doing? They must be, you know, drunk, or they must be high or something. And in fact, they could be having a seizure, and other people don't even realize it. So there's a lot of education that needs to get
I would guess that falling down would be just scary. I mean, you could be walking down the street and take a fall and hit your head on a cement block or something, and you could kill yourself.
Terrible. It is, and for parents with children who have that, the kids can't be let out of their sight. They wear helmets. They're afraid to leave them alone for even a minute because they don't know if they're going to fall and hurt themselves. And again, for a parent, that's just, you know, one of the worst things. Just knowing that your child can never be left alone, can never be dependent, or independent rather. It's very taxing on families, and it's very taxing on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Ladens this morning, they spoke, and they were, like I say, they were just nice people. They look like they're on top of this thing, and they're taking an optimistic, we're going to get it type of, you know, attitude. They're not feeling sorry for themselves and all this kind of thing. They're really, they're just wonderful people to talk to, and they... I never realized all the work and the difficulty that goes into this, that, you know, the special...
Yeah.
And it's just, people should know more about this. Now, with the Ladens, I mean, they're up in Norwood Park, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the center of where we are with the newspaper and the radio. It goes there. So people actually on that street have neighbors that may have... epilepsy, and they don't even know it, you know?
Yep.
So I hope we'll be able to, in the near future, be able, with your expertise and their knowledge, be able to bring out into the area just what this is all about through the newspaper, radio, however we've got to do it.
Yeah, and anything we can do to help people understand, you know, and one of the areas that we're always still struggling with trying to get people to understand, even in 2007, is what to do if someone has a seizure. There are so many misconceptions, not only about epilepsy itself, but how to respond to someone having a seizure.
Yeah, that's...
There's still this idea out there that, oh, if someone's having a seizure, you put a pencil in their mouth, put a ruler in their mouth,
right,
swallowing their tongue. And if you step back and think about it for 1 minute, it's actually biologically impossible to swallow your own tongue. What you're going to wind up doing there is possibly injuring the individual having the seizure.
Yeah, when I was brought up as a kid, of course, that was the, well, just stick a ruler in his mouth and turn it so he can't swallow his tongue.
Yep, I was brought up the same way.
And, you know, we had a kid in school that had these fits, and then we went over, and I remember one day they stuck a ruler right in his mouth,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, at the time, who knew what anyway? I mean,
yeah.
You did what you thought was right, and of course, now we know it's wrong.
What there was maybe helping him to bite off a piece of ruler and choke on it is what was happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Really, the only thing you need to do, especially if it's someone that is known that we know they have seizures, they know they have seizures, if they do go into a seizure state, help them. If they're sitting in a chair, help them down to the floor, loosen their tie if they're wearing a tie, take off their glasses. Basically, just keep their head safe from hitting things, keep their body safe from bouncing into things, just be there, comfort them, keep them protected, and then really, so important, when they begin coming out of the seizure, there's going to be some disorientation. Even if they felt the seizure coming on, this having a seizure does just amazing things to the brain. It's just imagine it firing all at once, and just uncontrollably, and when you're coming out of it, it's disorienting for the individual. So just help them reacclimate to where they are, help them get settled back in, and within 3, 4, 5 minutes, they'll be back up and talking to you like nothing happened.
And this is the kind of thing that I'm sure the people will want to read about.
Yes.
And that's why I say you're the fellow, of course, that's going to be able to direct that traffic to make sure that people understand what this is about, what you can do to help, and that kind of thing, you know?
And Fred and Chris, I want to thank you, too, for helping us get this information out into the public. It's, you know, it is so important, and I hope over the coming weeks and months that we'll be able to share some really important information with your readers about epilepsy, about the different subtopics involved in it, different types of seizures. Again, you know, seizure first aid, seizure treatments. There's so much information that people just aren't aware of, and I hope that we'll be able to make a real difference.
Well, we thank you for your kind words. We can only do the best. I mean, you know, we can do what we can do. Newspapers, people read them, and hopefully there's enough people that read something that it inspires them to do things, you know, to get things going. So all we have to do is just keep at it, I guess.
That's
now, we can't forget, though, on, when is it now, on the Greater Chicago Epilepsy Walk?
That's on Saturday, May 19th.
So May 19th in Lincoln Park.
Not in Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, the walk starts at 9:30, but start getting there by 8 o'clock, and we're going to have some refreshments and entertainment and some things for the kids. We're going to have the Jesse White tumblers down there for people. It's always a fun morning.
Great.
Now, is this something that people sign up when they come there, Garrett? They just go
to the sign-up desk? They can sign up the day of the walk if they want, but we would encourage them, if they know they're going to come down, they can sign up on our website. They can also call our number here at the office at the Epilepsy Foundation at 312-939-8622, and we'll be happy to help them sign up or send them a registration form.
What was that number again?
312-939-8622.
And your website is epilepsychicago.com, correct?
.org.
.org, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
.org, epilepsychicago.org.
And they can, right from the website, they can link up to the walk registration. They can sign up for themselves to walk. They can make a donation in general to the walk. They can build a team and encourage their family and friends to come out. We talked about the Layden family. They've got an amazing team. They alone have raised, I think, over $7,500 for this walk.
That's terrific.
Over 30 people coming for their team. It's really just incredible.
Terrific.
It's really incredible.
Well, again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And we'll be talking, I'm sure, pretty soon.
Yes, we will.
You have a good day.
You too.
And we'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Garrett, so much. Yes, maybe in our combined ways we can start to change the perception of this terrible disease and just educate people as to how they can understand it better and deal with it. And
I know that you know how I feel. I think most things, if you educate somebody,
mm-hmm.
or they educate themselves, mm-hmm. however it happens,
mm-hmm.
that they get the full knowledge of what's going on and what it's all about,
mm-hmm.
then they can talk about it intelligently, they can look at it intelligently, and maybe come up with some answers that'll be good or helpful or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed today, too, that everybody has an opinion about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the opinion's thrown out in such a way as, I'm right, that's it, I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you smile and say, I think you ought to do your history, pal, because you really don't know what's going on. And I think this is the case with this. As he was saying, well, I am, to my age right now, and I'm old, very old, I still thought that's what you did, was put a ruler between the teeth.
Yeah.
No, that's bad news. Mm-hmm. And now I can see, yes, it is bad news.
Right.
And
you know, it's only through being informed about any of the situations, whether it be disease or famine
whatever.
Or war. I mean, information is the key to eliminating it.
You study it, and you then can at least understand it.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a better footing so you can talk to somebody about it.
Yeah.
Intelligently.
Yes.
So.
And we want to see a difference made.
Yes. Always an improvement.
Here's a fellow who helps us see a little bit better all the time. Birch Optical Company at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. That's in Gladstone Park. They honor most major insurance plans. They've actually been family-owned and operated for three generations. Can you believe that? Another company in Chicago, which is wonderful because so many corporations taking over things. It's wonderful to have these independently-owned, family-owned companies. 69 years now they've been in business under the same family name of Birch. They have professional certified opticians, quality eyewear, contact lenses. Of course, they do eye examinations. They're offering $25 off on a complete set of eyewear if you mention that you heard about them on our program or read about them in our paper, The Hour Village. You can reach them at 773-775-3300. That's Birch Optical at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue. They honor most major insurance plans. Paul Birch and Ken Schmalz are the owners there. Will be happy to help you out. Call them at 773-775-3300. And another company in the area that has been serving the community for quite a long time now, they're number one with immediate and personal response to your needs, a caring concept to help you be at home. They offer all of the homemaker companion services, certified nurses' aides, private duty aides, assisting you with daily personal care and grooming, ambulation and other activities of daily living, preparing meals, perhaps doing light housework for you, housekeeping, accompanying you away from home, perhaps to the doctor or on short trips. Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley will be happy to answer any questions you have about their services. Their agency is licensed, bonded, and insured, no contract required, and they have long or short-term possibilities of care, so maybe getting over surgery or someone who just needs a little extra help through, disease or perhaps disabilities. Their phone number is 773-539-6600. That's 773-539-6600. acaringconcept.com is their website. It'll give you more information, a caring concept to help you be at home.
I know Dennis well, and he's really just a nice gentleman. Honest to the day is long. He's beyond anything.
Mm-hmm.
He really is a great guy, and he does a good job, an excellent job.
Yes, he does. And, you know, some more people in the community, we don't want to forget to mention that the White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant is hosting their ultimate Mother's Day banquet, of course, on Mother's Day, May 13th. Every year, they have a very special menu for families to join in on. They have entertainment, Mr. Magic, for the children to enjoy. The pricing for adults is $25 per person. Children, $12 between the ages of 3 and 12, and this price includes tax and gratuity. The White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant at 6839 North Milwaukee Avenue can be reached at 847-647-0660. That's 847-647-0660. They, of course, have a 60-year reputation for the highest quality of food, service, and value. And you can visit them online at thewhiteeagle.com to view their photo gallery and full menu for all their banquet facilities for any type of occasion. But in the meantime, their ultimate Mother's Day banquet on Sunday, May 19th. Give them a call, 847-647-0660, The White Eagle. Good family, the Shabillo family. Another family-owned and operated business.
There's still a lot of them around.
Yes,
and
are.
I hope they stay around.
Uh-huh.
These big corporations are, well, as we know, gasoline, they own the country right now.
Mm.
Yeah. Everybody takes their direction from gasoline.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see this go all the way down the line in clothing and food and all that. It's
no.
Nice to have
the
small businesses out there,
yes,
hammering away, making a living.
Mm-hmm.
Big corporations, you've got too many people that just sit around and say, well, that's what they told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
What, think? No, they never told me to think, so I don't think.
Yeah.
And I like to see these small businesses on there and help them any way we can.
Not necessarily small, but independent. In fact, we've got a couple of independent businesses with us next week. Erhausen Greenhouses. We'll be talking about gardening tips.
And there you go.
There's
one of the finest people you'll ever meet about his business.
Mm-hmm.
He gets into it. He gets deep into it. He wants to give you the best quality.
Right.
You can go down the street to one of these great big box companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they got stuff there. It's probably dead in on the floor, but it'll be dead by the time you get it home.
Right.
And they say, oh, these are flowers we're selling.
Yes. Well, Erhausen's been in business for 85 years, family-owned and operated. Liberty Bank for Savings will be with us next week.
Another
independent company.
Place,
and, not necessarily independent, but very valuable, the Mayor's Office of Special Events, talking about spring in Chicago.
Well, of course, that's different. This comes under political.
Uh-huh.
But we got a pretty going big town here right now.
We
really
do.
Moving in all directions.
Yes.
And that's great.
Uh-huh.
That's great. It's a lot of fun.
In the meantime, check out our website, ourvillagechicago.com, for podcasts and our newspapers.
And that's it.
Thanks.
Please read our paper and let us know what you think. Good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. Get in touch with us.
Yes.
You're our neighbor.
Have a good week, folks.
In Chicago, Chicago.